perspired, or he sweat. Mm-hmm. That's the common thing.
Yeah, that's me.
That's sweat. That's right.
Horses sweat, and I sweat like a horse. Mm-hmm. Well, what did you call that sore that men would get sometimes on their neck back in here, and it would get very red and extremely sore?
Oh. What was that? I guess I can't tell you.
Boil?
Now, yeah. Mm-hmm. Edgar had boils on his neck when he was a youngster. Just a young man.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the fluid in these?
Oh.
These aren't very appetizing things to talk about, but
they have a core in them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and are they painful?
Oh, my, yes. And the skin around it, you say, is what?
It's swollen. It's just mm-hmm. swollen. It's just tight as it can be. It just looks like if you touch it, it'd just pop open.
And it hurts all the time.
And hurts all the time.
Is this fluid called, I shouldn't suggest a term, I guess.
Well, now, what would it be?
Corruption? Or
yeah.
Pus?
Yeah. Or? No, it wouldn't be called pus, I don't think.
Corruption.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think it'd be. Mm-hmm.
Pus?
No. I don't think it'd be called pus. I think you'd call it corruption.
Mm-hmm. If someone got shot, the place where the bullet entered, you'd say, is the bullet.
Bullet hole.
Bullet hole, and you'd have to clean the. When he goes in, the doctor says he wants to clean the.
The wound.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A horse sometimes will scratch himself on a barbed wire fence.
Yes, ma'am.
And it will heal well, and mm-hmm. the flesh around there will be angry and red.
Mm-hmm.
What's that called?
It's proud flesh is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever doctor one of those?
No, I've heard many people say they did.
Man, it's a rough road.
People have said they rubbed lime in
mm-hmm.
it.
Oh, yeah.
But that's
I'll tell you the best thing in the world for it is that just old black axe grease.
I've heard of that,
cure
too.
It quicker than anything. My daddy used to all the time. Always did.
And painless, too, I imagine.
Painless as it could be. Mm-hmm.
But gee whiz, this business of rubbing lime on it.
Well, that'd just about kill them.
That's right.
Imagine they'd have time up.
Yeah. Do it once and then chase him the rest.
Chased him the rest of the time. Sure would.
If you went away someplace and came back and found that a good friend had died, and you wanted to find out what did it, what would you ask?
What they died of, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the body would be taken to the undertaker, and he would put it
in a casket.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And then you'd take it to the church for the...
For the funeral.
Mm-hmm. And then for burial,
cemetery
it would go...
Cemetery for the burial.
And the widow would be wearing black to show that she was in...
Some of them do and some of them don't.
Well, that's true.
Black for mourning. Mm-hmm, that's right. Mm-hmm. They used to do that all together, but you know, they're really getting out of that.
Yeah, it might even come out red now.
I'm not kidding. I've seen them in red.
Oh, boy.
And I saw a woman here not too long ago with a red hat on, you know. Mm-hmm. Her own husband's funeral.
And somebody might say to them, everything will be all right now, so there's no need for you to...
Worry.
Mm-hmm. Diseases, what is the disease called where the joints get stiff and sore?
Arthritis.
Mm-hmm. And the one
My Lord did lots of it.
Well, it's a car. I thought that was mm-hmm. an airplane coming over. Is this what it was called when you were a girl?
Arthritis. No, they called it rheumatism. You never heard of arthritis until just recent years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never heard of arthritis when I was a boy.
Uh-uh. No, they didn't call it that. It was rheumatism.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Or rheumatiz.
Rheumatiz.
And in the back, I guess it was sciatica sometimes.
Yeah, in the hip joints.
Mm-hmm.
They call that sciatica.
Just down in...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What did you call that disease where a membrane formed in the throat?
Diphtheria.
Boy, that was a mean one, wasn't it?
It sure was. I was glad they got this...